so happy that you're here. After my parents died, you know, I didn't really think I was gonna be able to come back to Tijuana. But you always made me feel like family. You are my family.
And that's a clip from Miss Bala. It's a Gina Rodriguez thriller, action drama. And what do you know about this, Ron?
Well, it's the only wide release this weekend, Scott. It's Super Bowl weekend, and film distributors have steered clear of this weekend traditionally. And so it's Sony's entry into an open market, I guess you would say. And one reviewer described it as Taken meets Miss Congeniality, which I'm not sure that mashup works, and reviews are mixed, shall we say. But Gina Rodriguez, you might recognize her from Jane the Virgin on TV. She was in Annihilation with Natalie Portman. She's sort of positioned herself as being another top-notch action female action star here, not to be confused with Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious movies. So again, it's one of those standard PG-13 action drama thrillers where she's got to save her family from the drug dealers kind of thing. So nobody's expecting much out of Miss Bala. As a matter of fact, they are predicting a race between Glass and The Upside for number one at the box office.
Well, it's interesting, a little digression here. You mentioned Annihilation, and last week we talked about all the Oscar nominations, mm-hmm. and that was a film that got critical acclaim, and yet it seems to have been sort of discarded in here during the award season.
Yeah, and it came out probably too early. I mean, unless you're Black Panther and have that stature, most of the nominations come from most recent films, October, November, December releases. So Annihilation was, and A Quiet Place was another one like that that just came out too early, and didn't quite make the voters list.
Another action thriller drama crime picture, Destroyer, with the return to the big screen, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, she's been hard working this year. Aquaman, she's in, as well as The Upside with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart. This one, if you see the pictures of her from this movie or the poster for the movie, doesn't look like Nicole Kidman we know and call a beauty queen. She's playing this undercover police officer, and things go from bad to worse, and she's wearing it on her face. I mean, she really went deep into this character, and she looks terrible, if you want to put it in comparison to how she looks in most of her other movies. But again, another gritty R-rated action crime drama, and she got a Golden Globe nomination for her role in this, so Nicole Kidman's having a big year.
And we also have The Least of These, the Graham Staines story, which is based in India in the 1990s.
Right. It's a true story of a missionary who went to India to work with the leper community, actually. And it was against the law at that point to try to convert someone from their faith to yours. And he was a Christian missionary and got himself in trouble for really trying to do the God's work, so to speak. So it's an interesting story, and I don't know exactly how it ended. So I'm interested. Stephen Baldwin plays Graham Staines, and so a good faith-based movie there, rated PG-13.
And we talked about the Oscar nominations for Best Picture last week, and this week you're featuring IMAX Free Solo for 1 week only, and this is one of the Oscar nominees for Best Documentary.
Yeah, and to see it on the IMAX, I got a chance to do that earlier this last month, and what an experience. I mean, the camera work that they did to get the shots of this guy free climbing El Capitan 3,000 and some feet with no ropes, no tools. I mean, it's just fascinating. I'm just holding onto my seat the whole time, and really a well-made doc, and to see it on the IMAX, you'll feel like you're being there.
And we talked about this a little bit last week, but also another documentary, They Shall Not Grow Old, the Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings fame documentary of never before seen footage.
Right, from World War One, and this was a Fathom event, which is Fathom Entertainment provides us alternative content, including the Metropolitan Opera, which we have this weekend too with Carmen in the house. But it was a limited release on only a few dates and times. But now Warner Brothers actually financed this movie, and based on the success, it was the number one content provide that Fathom's ever had. So anyway, they've now allowed us to do a full release, which is four shows a day for at least 2 weeks now, including a 3D version of this movie. And based on the success of the Fathom shows, we got a regular run at Celebration North, 98% fresh from the critics.
And also you're bringing back some of the old, I don't know about old, but I mean the traditional IMAX Explore series, the documentaries, the sort of immersive IMAX experience in nature.
Exactly. And every weekend on Saturday and Sunday mornings, we'll feature another traditional IMAX movie. And we've got Deep Sea 3D this week. So if you really want to warm up and feel like you're in the tropics swimming with in the coral reefs, that's good one this week, Deep Sea 3D, and then we go to do Hidden Universe, Lewis and Clark, the Pandas 3D movie, and others in the weeks to come. So good series going on at the IMAX.
One I'm looking at that sounds intriguing, but it's in March, is Mysteries of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, it was a big hit around here, of course. We've played it. It's many, I don't know, 10, 15 years old now. But really, to learn more about your own backyard, as you will do in this movie, Mysteries of the Great Lakes in 3D is fascinating.
All right. So what are you looking forward to in the next week or two as we gear up towards the Oscars?
Well, you know what? It's feast or famine. We talked about limited releases this week. There's seven of them now between February 8 and February 14. And a lot of people looking forward to the Lego movie, the second part, which the first one was so funny and inventive. I can't wait to see the next one. And then there's a couple of romantic type movies coming up for Valentine's Day, of course.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.